So we've gone through the first four of our 12 essential questions, the ones that get most directly to the heart of the matter but are also most broad stroke. And the first four were resolve, direction, approach, and mental sex, dealing with our main character. And now we're going to, these are the simple questions, and now we're going to deal with the plot dynamics. And the first one of those is work, action, or decision. We're not talking about whether it's an action story or a decision story here. How can that be when we're asking action or decision? Well, an action story has a lot of action in it. A decision story has a lot of decision in it. What we're asking about here is the causal relationship. Do actions drive decisions, or do decisions drive actions? It's a whole different ball game. When you're talking about talking about these, it's useful to look at sports to determine, to look at examples of action-driven sports and decision-driven sports. If you look at football, what would you think? Is that action-driven or decision-driven?
Decision-driven.
Gosh, you all got it right. That's, I've never heard that response before. Either somebody's been talking to you, or you're all very intuitive.
Why? Okay.
Yes,
why is it
a decision instead of action?
Yeah.
That's right.
Requires a plan.
That's right. The team gets together, figures out what they're going to do, their plan of action, and then they try to act upon that.
Now, again, during the course of it, people may make random moves based on a response of what they're seeing happening, but that's not really what's driving it, because the action eventually grinds to a halt until more decisions are made, and then decisions get things started again.
Whereas something like soccer, where that ball is, what it's going on, that's going to determine the course of events. Possibly if it's thrown out of bounds or there's a foul or something, they may be able to decide something. But even then, it's a much, much, much more based on what actions have taken, not what somebody has decided. Something like the verdict, a verdict is a decision. And indeed, it's the different key decisions along the way in the story of the verdict. Do I take this to court? Or do I settle out of court? Do I trust this person? Do I not trust this person? And ultimately, it comes down to the jury's decision as to whether or not it's going to be to succeed or fail. Whether or not how it's going to be resolved, it comes down to that decision.
Do you have a square answer for the firm?
It's a decision story because, look where it starts. Are you going to join the firm or not? And that's what starts all of the actions afterward. And each step, do you sleep with the woman or not? Do you try to make a deal or not? Those are the key types of driving issues that, based on that decision, whatever the decision is, the following actions happen. If that decision was not made, the actions would not follow. Another story we were talking about earlier about the Clint Eastwood character being a beer is Unforgiven. Is that an action or a decision story? Do actions drive decisions, or do decisions drive actions?
Decisions drive actions.
And how's that?
Because they're going to go after these guys who deface the girl.
Right. Why are they going after the defacing of the girl is the thing that causes those decisions to be made.
That's true, yeah.
The fact that they deface the prostitute starts everything off. Ultimately, what decision can William Money make to get the money? That's right. He has to actually take action. He has to kill. He doesn't have to kill. The bad guys ostensibly have to be killed, because that was what was set up as the requirement at the beginning. The prostitutes say, if you want the money, kill the bad guys. Very simple. So it doesn't matter what you decide about it, you've got it. There's an action that has to be taken.